Step right up, come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of a lonely house that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you. Some things I know will chill you to the bone. Over there sits the chair where she'd bring the paper to me and sit down on my knee and whisper, oh, I love you. But now she's gone forever, and this old house will never be the same without the love that we once knew. Straight ahead, that's the bed where we laid in love together, and Lord knows we had a good thing going here. See her picture on the table, don't it look like she be able just to touch me and say good morning, dear. There's her rings, all her things, and her clothes are in the closet like she left them when she tore my world apart. And as you leave, you see the nursery. Oh, she left me without mercy, taking nothing but our baby and my heart. Step right up, come on in.
Well, we continue with our interviews, and somebody I've been playing quite a lot. I've just started playing his song, The Grand Tour, and there was a song before that, which I can't remember. He's going to tell me in a minute. His name's Tony Jackson.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, and just, that's such a great song, Grant. It's always been one of my favourites, and in fact, I enjoyed Aaron Neville doing it more than George, funnily enough, but, you know, you're a combination of both.
Well, thank you. I've always loved this song, you know, since I very first heard it in the Marine Corps, and then, you know, after George passed, we decided to do it as a tribute to him, and we made a little video, and it just kind of took off, you know, so we're releasing it as a single, and can't wait for everybody to hear it. I just love it.
And what was the single before?
The single before it was Nashville Cats.
That's it.
Yeah,
because you had a lot of the Nashville Cats in it.
That's right. That John Sebastian and Vince Gill playing along there.
That's right. Great, another great song from the past.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun to bring that one back. So I dig it.
Yeah. So you've obviously got an album in the making or made.
Yes. So we just finished the album, finished all the recording, and we got a street date of May 2nd. That's coming out, be available for pre-sale or pre-order on April 7th. So I'm super happy with it. I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
And is that going to be other covers, or are you going to be doing your own songs?
I've remade a couple of songs. One of them's a Conway Twitty tune that I'm pretty excited about. And then the other ones are ones that I either wrote or co-wrote.
Great. And what's the Conway Twitty song?
It's Only Make Believe.
Oh, what a... another great classic, my goodness.
Yeah.
I think time is right now for all that to come back. You know, I mean, I think country music has gone so far to the right and to the left.
Yeah.
And it's nice to come back to center and, you know, what country music that most country fans deem it to be.
Yeah. You know, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. yeah, this is what it's all about, you know, and this was a song that made the genre great, you know, the music that made the genre great, so it's exciting to be able to do it.
Randy Travis did this in the 90s when it went very pop country, and right. He sort of grabbed him by the reins and brought him back in traditional country. But,
right.
But that's good. There's a place for everything, but it's, you know, I think a real country fan just likes to sit down and hear some great words and some great music. Likes to hear a steel again and a good fiddle.
Hey, this is Tony Jackson, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Nashville Cats play Clean's Country Water. Guitar pickers in Nashville, and they can pick more notes than the number of ants on a Tennessee anthill. Yeah, there's 1,352 guitar cases in Nashville, and anyone that unpacks a guitar can play twice as better than I will. Yes, I was just 13, you might say it was a musical proverbial knee-high, when I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tubes, and they blasted me sky-high. And the record man said, everyone, it's a Yellow Sun record from Nashville. And up north, there ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was Nashville Cats, play clean as country water. Nashville Cats, play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats, been playing since days, baby. Mothers from Nashville. All the friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will. Because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got the chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville. And Nashville Cats play clean as country water. Nashville Cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Since days, babies, Nashville Cats get work before they're two. Pick it.
Yeah, and you know, we make these videos and we put them out on social media. Some of them are just covers of classic songs, original songs that we like, and the feedback's been great. You know, things like, you know, that's what I want to hear. That's country. When is this going to get on the radio? And when can I get the CD? And so we're going to keep doing it. You know, as long as there's a demand for it, we're going to keep doing it.
So when did you go into country music?
Yeah, I grew up a military dependent. My dad was in the U.S. Navy. And on Armed Forces Radio, wherever you are, there's no genre, right? There's no, this is a rock station, this is a hip-hop, this country. It's just whatever people on the ship or on the base want to hear. And so it's all format music, and it's all good because, you know, it's what everybody wants to hear. So I didn't really know what a genre was until, you know, later on. And country is just always one of those things, especially for military or dependents, people that are familiar with being away from home. Country music has frequent themes of home and love lost and all these things, and so it kind of fits together. You know, it's usually what you see on bass.
I can relate to that because back in the early 70s, I used to be a country singer as well, and I used to tour all over with the military bases all over Germany with Johnny Cash, Merle Travis, and those people.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, when you turn up, especially if you're the house band, you like have to do four sets or five sets.
Yeah.
And we arrived in Germany, it was New Year's Eve, we had to do eight sets. And we were like, oh my goodness, you know, we're going to have to repeat some songs.
Yeah.
But we didn't have to worry about it because, you know, we did Country Roads. So every time, you know, every other song was, do Country Roads, you want to go back home so they can bring another six pack, or is it Sing Me Back Home, or any of those songs that are to do with that, they'll always bring you more beer. I mean, we were drunk at the end of it, but
right.
Hey, you know, it was that keeps you going. But
right,
I can appreciate
right.
the military thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Thank you. I agree. Yeah.
So it was always good fun. And again, you know, country music, even in Europe, you know, many of our stations are all genre. So, you know, people yeah. just like good music in Europe.
That's it.
You know, and if it does what it does for you, then that's great.
Yeah. I mean, for I understand it from the business perspective, from a radio, you know, you sell a certain format and just give the listener a chance to choose. But as far as the average music listener, you know, as a fan of music, if it's a good song, it's a good song. It doesn't really matter what yeah. genre you tag it with. It's a good song.
Well, I think you have to have, you know, pigeonholes, because, you know, if you're a country fan, if you're a real big country fan, you don't want to hear pop or rock.
Yeah.
So you need to find a station that yeah. can give you what you want. And that's what we do for country
gotcha.
Music.
Gotcha. That's excellent.
But even us, we go from old country all the way to Americana. So,
yeah.
you know, it's all there.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, so that's cool. So where do you come from?
I'm from Portsmouth, Virginia, originally, but being a military veteran, I'm from everywhere. I lived in Spain for 3 years, from when I was 10 to when I was 13,
yeah.
and then I joined the military, and so it took me back all over the world again. I lived in Japan for a while, but my family's from Virginia.
Okay, well, my stepfather was in the American Air Force,
okay,
and we were taken everywhere, you know, yeah. when I was a young kid, you know, so I could appreciate that, and
yeah.
different schools every couple of months or
that was
whatever.
My life. I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
That's great. That's cool. So, and you're on the road touring?
We're just putting together a tour now. Just finished the record, and so we've signed a booking deal for talent management, or talent booking, and we're looking to hit the road here shortly.
Well, just wish you all the best, and we want to see you in the UK, and we'll keep playing your records.
I can't wait.
And get me that album as soon as you can, even if you get me an advance copy, we'll play it.
Appreciate it so much. And you know, I'm very active on my fan page on Facebook, and so that's at Facebook, Tony Jackson Country. And so tour dates and upcoming appearances and new music, I'll be sharing it all on there.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you very much. Good. Hey, this is Tony Jackson, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Trouble, I think that we should take a little break. You've been on my case this whole week. I need some time away. You're showing up at my job. Oh, you got me reaching for the bottle. And with this sip of Crown, I'm gonna beat you down. And you can take it to the bank. I'll get over it all. Drink by drink, drink by drink. She walked out on me on a Saturday night. She said it was all my doing. She thought I'd break down, forgive and forget all that she put me through. And trouble now, you've gone too far, but I've got my friends and my favorite bar. Trouble you never seen me ruin. And you can take it to the bank. I'll get over it all. Drink by drink. Drink by drink. Drink by drink. Just having a ball. A cool summer night and some time to